Clock Tower. A great deal of information about the origin and history of the clock tower can be found on the plaques on its base. The study of Comacchio's ancient illustrations and plenty of archive documents allow us to get a sufficiently complete description. In the first half of the 14th century, a civic tower was built, but no trace of it was found in the first half of the 16th century. In a note of the town magistrate dating back to the 7th of June 1560, a decision was taken to build a tower in the square in order to put a clock on it, which was purchased by the monks of Pomposa and dedicated to the Madonna della Visitazione, which in the iconographical tradition is represented standing without a child in the classic attitude of open arms as a sign of welcome. In 1644, it was decided to illuminate the Blessed Virgin on the tower with two torches to embellish the statue and to light up the square as well. This squat and square tower collapsed in 1816. Also, the statue placed in the niche, which in documents is referred to as Madonna with Child, ruined on the ground itself, therefore not knowing when and why the original statue was replaced. This statue has been sheltered in the Chiesa del Santo Rosario, Church of the Holy Rosary, and remained there until the end of the Second World War. The works for the construction of a new tower, the current one, once again dedicated to the Madonna della Visitazione, began in 1823. That statue remained on the tower until the Second World War, when it was destroyed together with part of the tower by bombings. A picture from the 30s-40s, taken from the precious photographic archive by Ariberto Simoni, testifies the presence of the statue of the Madonna inside the niche. Once the restoration of the clock tower was completed, around 1950-60, the statue of the Madonna with Child, the one saved from the collapse in 1816 and sheltered into the Church of the Holy Rosary, was relocated, and it is the one that still can be admired today.